Well, the whole season was disappointing. Ryan and John touched on that, of course. When I was in the ticket office, I worried about every empty seat, but I also celebrated every occupied seat. The Bears fans that I talked to in the parking lots, tailgating and the seats and so forth, they were telling me, hang in there. It's going to get better. We like your general manager. We like your coach. And like everybody else, they want more wins. They deserve more wins. And we're going to do everything we can to get them. It can't be the norm. The goal everywhere, every year, is to win the Super Bowl. I think what Elshon said was great. I think he was trying to put his teammates on notice that winning the Super Bowl begins in the off season, and that they should get away from the game, rest, heal up, but then get off after it on their off-season programs and be ready to go when we start minicamp. I'm pleased with the job he's done. He talked from the beginning about how this was going to take time, about how we needed to be patient. I told him I'm not a patient person, but I promised him that I would be patient. And with all the adversity that we've had, I like the steady hand that he and John have had on the team. These guys fought for each other all season. They never pointed fingers, and I think that's a credit to the type of player that we have. I think it's also a credit to John and his coaching staff for keeping them together. The thing I like about Ryan and John is how well they work together, how they have stuck to the plan, how they have weathered adversity and kept this team together. Yeah, I think the culture's been excellent. Like I said, these players want to be here. They want to win for each other. They want to play for this coach. And I've been very impressed with the improvement in the culture since Ryan and John have gotten here. Yeah, it's been very challenging. I've said many times, our entire family is huge Bears fans. And we live and die with our Bears just like everybody else does. And it has been very difficult. And that's where I think the important responsibility for me is to show the same kind of discipline with myself that Ryan is demonstrating in the draft and in free agency. You know, sometimes the best thing to do is to keep your mouth shut. She'll be 94 tomorrow. She's outlived her dad, her mom, her only sibling, her husband, and a son. She's had her share of heartache, but she is a remarkably resilient person. I tell people that she's tougher than her dad was, and those who know her don't disagree. This is hard for her. Every loss is painful, but she supports what we're doing. She's on board. Like every Bears fan, she wants more wins, and we intend to get them for her.